welcome to the Catholic Truth Podcast, where we teach and preach the truth of the Catholic faith without compromise and without apology. We want to give you high energy and non-boring Catholicism, where anyone at any time can come to know exactly what the Catholic Church teaches and why. We do apologetics, spirituality, other religions, our culture, and more. Most of all, we want to inspire you, inform you, and help you to know, love, and live your Catholic faith with purpose and passion. We are Catholic Truth. Hello, everyone. My name is Brian Mercier, and I'm super excited to be here with you today on the Catholic Truth Podcast. I am your host, and I am the founder and president of Catholic Truth. And today, we are going to be talking about the deadly sins, specifically the deadly sin of sloth. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Seven, but it's a very creepy movie about the seven deadly sins and how the serial killer kills each of his victims as one of the seven deadly sins. Now, as graphic as that is, we don't realize that the seven deadly sins kill us in the same way, especially sloth. Sloth is a very particularly deadly sin because, unlike many of the other deadly sins, which are visible, for example, lust, this sin is hidden. And it's going to kill you even with your consent. We consent to this sin often, and we consent to going to hell through this sin, and we don't even know it half the time. And that's why it's particularly scary. So that's what I want to talk about today, because we need to be able to recognize it. We need to be able to say, oh, this is sloth in my life, and then uproot it. For example, imagine having cancer in your body, and imagine that it wasn't detected until much, much later, until it was too late. What's going to happen? Well, obviously, you're going to die. And imagine if they did find the deadly disease in your body at some point, there's no guarantee that you're going to make it through alive. And it's the same thing with the cancer of our soul, which is sin, and particularly the big disease regions of our soul, which are the deadly sins. These are the ones that we want to stay away from because they drag us down to hell and they drag us away from God. And half the time, we may or may not even know it. So let's ask the question then, what is sloth? Well, for me, in my experience, sloth is the equivalent of, well, laziness. Laziness in everyday life. Think about it. It's like a weight, which makes you feel heavy. It makes you feel sluggish. It keeps you from doing things that you should. For example, it might keep you from doing your homework or studying for a test. It might keep you from watching your children or paying attention to them even when you do watch them. It might just mean you lay around on the couch and binge watch hours and hours of Netflix or movies or documentaries or something else entirely. But the bottom line is it prevents us from doing our chores. It prevents us from doing things that we need to do just because we don't feel like it. Slacking off is a key aspect of sloth. Scrolling too many hours of social media is a key aspect of sloth. Not just being content watching one show or two shows, but binge watching seasons and seasons of shows, even though there's other things that we should be doing that God is calling us to do. We might not even pray, but we're doing all of these other things because we're lazy and we don't feel like doing what we should. Laziness is a sluggishness that prevents us from accomplishing the good and doing what we should. Laziness affects people in regular life, and sloth affects people in the spiritual life. Sloth is a spiritual laziness that prevents us from doing what we should and what is right in regards to our faith and our relationship with God. Imagine putting on shackles around your ankles, and imagine putting chains on your arm and chaining them to poles so that you can't really move too far. You can't walk, you can't run, you can't do anything because you're chained down. They hold you down and prevent you from going anywhere, and they impede your ability to rise up and do what you need to do what needs to be done. The key word associated with sloth is feel. I know I should pray, but, well, I don't feel like it. I know I should go to church, but I don't feel like it. I know I should go to confession, but I'll do it another day, or I'll do it another month. And even though I've been saying that for 6 months now, now's not the time. I'm a little tired from last night. I just don't want to do it. Or Maybe I don't feel like being a charitable person to this other individual, or I don't feel like doing this chore or doing this thing that I'm being asked to do, or I don't feel like working on this particular vice or this bad habit of mine. I'll start tomorrow, or, you know, Lent's around the corner in a month. I'll start it then. That is laziness. That is spiritual sloth. It's all about feel, feel, feel. And feelings are the language of sloth. Feelings keep us chained down. It's a spiritual tiredness. And in fact, St. Thomas Aquinas once defined sloth this way. And I think, oh my gosh, this is a fantastic definition of sloth, I think. He says that sloth is a sadness arising in your heart, coming from the fact that the good is difficult. I'm going to say that again. Sloth is a sadness arising in your heart, coming from the fact that the good is difficult. Now think about that for a second. It's a sadness. Why is it a sadness? Why is sloth a sadness in our hearts? Because we know what is good. We know what we should do. We know that we should do X, Y, or Z, but we don't feel like it. We just don't want to do that. In other words, we understand that a thing is good, and it may even be holy or spiritual or godly, and we may even desire to want to do it, but we simply just don't do it because it's hard, or because it's difficult, or because we don't feel like it. We're too lazy. We'll do it another day. In other words, it's too hard and it requires too much work or effort, which is the key sin of our generation today, work and effort. We don't feel like it. This attitude of spiritual complacency, honestly, it should frighten us. It is frightening because it's dragging us away from heaven and leading us toward hell. The comfort zones that we are in, especially in first world countries where we can do whatever we want, whenever we want, comfort zones do not lead us to heaven. In fact, they keep us from heaven. From a Christian perspective, think about this. How many of us know the importance of having a good prayer life, but we make little to no effort toward that in reality? How many times does sloth prevent people from going to church or confession or just really doing what they should in the spiritual life just because they don't feel like it? I mean, I know youth ministers, I know directors of religious education, I know priests and deacons who just don't pray. I mean, how can you do ministry if you don't pray? How can you be a Christian if you don't pray? Prayer is the spiritual foundation of the whole Catholic Christian life. And people who work for God but don't have a relationship with God aren't doing it right. We honestly, I guess there's two different sides of this. On one side, we get too busy and we make other things a priority other than God. We get too involved in our work, our careers, our jobs, our hobbies, our everything else that we don't have time for God, or we don't prioritize God and we make Him last in our lives. And it's the same thing on the other side of the coin, is that we're just too lazy and we don't prioritize God and make Him important in our lives. In both of these cases, it is a breaking of the first commandment, which is, you shall have no false gods before me. Simply put God first. If we don't put God first, then we are breaking the first commandment. So sloth, it sees what is good and it understands what needs to be done, but it refuses to put it into action. And spiritually speaking, we know the way to heaven, but we choose not to walk that path simply because we don't feel like it, or it's too hard, or it's too difficult. And remember that Jesus said that the path to heaven is difficult. Remember, He said that in Matthew chapter 7. He said the road to hell goes downhill. It's easy to travel. It's paved. That's why most people do it, because it's easy. But the road to heaven, He said, goes uphill. It's rocky, and it's difficult to travel, and it's difficult to even find. So the road to heaven is difficult, which is why Jesus said most people don't get there. This is why sloth is so deadly, is because it's one of the biggest sins that keeps people from getting there, because they don't feel like it. And this is why I'm trying to preach this today, because if we look at our lives and say, I want to go to heaven, do our lives and our prayer lives actually reflect that? We could say we love our spouse. We could say we love our boyfriend or girlfriend. But in reality, do our lives reflect that? I'm just going to be honest here for a second that if we don't put God first in our lives, if we don't pray every day as Christians, there's really only one reason why. And that reason is that God is not a priority in our lives. He's not that important. We say he is in theory, but in reality, he's not that important. If God was a priority, we would pray every day. And we would make that a goal, and not just a goal because we have many goals in life, but it would be our primary goal. It's that simple. Sloth and a lack of priorities hold us back from doing what we should in the spiritual life. It's spiritual laziness. I don't feel like it. I know I should go to church, but I just don't want to. I'm too tired. I worked really hard. I have a lot of work today. I mean, we make so many excuses why we don't overcome our addictions to pornography or gossip or anger or patience. And we don't work on these things as we should because it's too difficult. And we get dragged down by these things instead of conquering them one at a time. Now, I understand that we're busy today. I totally get that. And I am guilty of this too. So don't beat yourselves up too much if you're feeling convicted, because I have this problem too. And in fact, I personally went through a really dark time with God. And I went through a really long trial time that started because I got too busy in life. I got too preoccupied with other things that I thought were important, my job, my work, even my evangelization. I mean, I'm just going to be totally honest with you guys, is that I got too into this ministry at points, to the point where my spiritual life suffered. Sure, I was still praying for an hour or more every day, but it was dead prayer. It was dry prayer. I couldn't even concentrate because my mind was always occupied on so many other things. And I had to reprioritize my life, and because it literally sucked the spiritual life out of me. Remember Galatians chapter 5? It says, starting in 17, I believe, to verse 21 or 22, it talks about the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and it talks about the war between the flesh and the spirit. The spirit leads to God, and the flesh kills the spirit. So if we do too many things like scrolling social media, watching too much TV in general, or too many hobbies in general, and we don't take any time for God, we don't take time for silence, we don't take time for prayer, for meditation, for working on ourselves, really nourishing the spiritual side, we wonder which side is going to win in our life. So I needed to add more silent time in my own life. I need to add more prayer time that was really focused on God, not just getting it done so I could get on to the other important things that I needed to do, but really saying that this is the most important thing of my day. If I don't do this prayer, relationship with God, but I do accomplish everything else, then my day was a failure. But if I don't get everything I needed to get done accomplished, but I prayed and put God first, then my day was a success. And I didn't make that up myself. I stole it from Scott Hahn, who is my teacher at Franciscan University. And when he said that, that stood out to me as true. And in my own life, I've put it into practice as true. When I put God first and I make him and his spiritual reality part of my everyday life, then everything else will fall into place. So we need to put God first, and we need to really work on ourselves and our spiritual lives. The deadly sin of sloth can be summed up in one sentence. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. I'll say that again, and it's a famous maxim that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. This is the motto of sloth. I have good intentions. I really do want to do this, but I never do. I really should try starting to accomplish that, but I never do. I really should improve my prayer life, but I rarely do. It's just warm wishes. And it's nice desires. And the road to hell is paved with those warm wishes and those nice desires that don't actualize into anything or into much at all, or they're very short-lived until we fall back down into our idleness, our laziness. And really, it's idolatry, and we are being beat down by idolatry. And you may have even found yourself struggling in this quarantine time right now in 2020, during this COVID virus. You're stuck at home all the time. Now, some people have stopped and taken advantage to get right with God, to have a great relationship with God, and to do the things that they needed to do. But other times, people have found themselves lazier than ever. Some people are praying less than ever. They've lost heart. They're finding it hard to be happy. Maybe they're depressed and they're just losing the battle during this quarantine. Even though they have plenty of time now, they're not making God a priority. And so the corresponding virtue that we need to fight sloth, to overcome sloth, is fortitude. It's one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit to overcome the seven deadly sins that the devil gives us. So if you struggle with sloth or laziness, pray for fortitude and pray for it often. Fortitude is the gift of the Holy Spirit that gives you the supernatural strength to do what's right, even when it's hard, and especially when it's the hardest. It's a gift that gives you supernatural strength to overcome spiritual obstacles in your life. It gives you the grace to do what's right, and to get to heaven, and to overcome those things that get in your way that normally would conquer you. Fortitude will free you from the chains and the shackles. It's like a spiritual turbo booster. That, at least that's the way I see it, because I used to play this video game back in the day. It was a race car game, and you're going over all of these mounds and around this racetrack, and you could hit a booster button once you get enough boosters, and you get this huge boost which pushes you faster and faster past other cars. And so in a spiritual life, fortitude is like a turbo booster that gives you this spiritual grace, this spiritual strength, this spiritual boost to help you to do what you need to do. And you literally need this in your life. You can't go without the weapons of the Holy Spirit, which are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We need the weapons. Pray for the weapons. Beg for the weapons. Get on your knees and beg. Don't just be like, God, give me fortitude. Beg, 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 beg for the Holy Spirit. I mean, you need to want it. You need to thirst for it. So many Catholics wonder why they don't experience God. It's because it's nominal. It's lazy. They don't desire it. They don't want it with all of their being. Pray for it. And that is when the Holy Spirit will come and transform your life. Amen, amen, amen. And that's what we need. We need the fire of the Spirit. We need to conquer the flesh. We need to beat the flesh. We need to fight the flesh. That's why fasting's important, because it fights against the flesh. That's why making little sacrifices are important. Giving up things that you like, or doing things that you don't feel like. Like, I don't feel like washing the dishes, but I'm going to. And that is fighting against the flesh. Doing these little acts of mortification will help us so much, along with fasting and prayer. And these are the key victories, my friends, to the spiritual life, to gaining heaven, and to conquering the devil. We are not saved by faith alone, but a faith that lives itself out of love for Jesus Christ. We need to do what's right, when it's right, because it's right. True devotion, the saints say, is doing what we should joyfully, quickly, and out of love for God. And so we are not saved, obviously, by faith alone. We are saved by following Christ through faith, and a faith that lives itself out of love for Jesus and following his commandments and doing what we should. Remember the guy, the rich man who wanted to go to heaven, and he came to Jesus and he asked Jesus, Lord, what must I do to go to heaven? And Jesus said, follow the commandments. And he said, I already do. And Jesus said, great. Now go and sell everything you own, give the money to the poor, and follow me. And it said that the man left sad because he had so much treasure that he did not want to get rid of. He did not have what it takes to follow Jesus where he led. Now, this is really difficult, which is why prayer and fasting is important. But I hope this was helpful for you. I hope it was helpful in detecting what sloth is, what this deadly sin is about, and how perhaps you can help to start overcoming it. If you have any questions, of course, let us know. You can look us up at our website, thecatholictruth.org. You can check us out on our YouTube channel, Catholic Truth, and or maybe look us up on our social media. Follow us. And we have different platforms. You can just look up Catholic Truth or just follow us on our Catholic Truth Facebook page and feel free to ask any questions that you have. Because this is so important. This is a sin that is literally killing and massacring our generation. It's massacring the younger generation, and we need to recognize it and put it to a stop in our own lives. Enough is enough. Let's follow Christ with all of our heart, mind, and soul. Let's make Christ a priority today. If you don't pray every day, that's where you should start. Praying every day, and not just because you should, but because you want to fall in love with Jesus Christ. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please check out our other episodes as well. And if you really like this and you're inspired by these episodes, please consider giving back to us. Check out our Patreon page because you help us to get the equipment we need and to be able to record these episodes. So thank you so much to all of our patrons, and thank you for tuning in today. God bless you.